This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This has not been a spectacular couple of years for the cruise industry. There was the Costa Concordia, in which 32 people died, as well as many, many other less deadly but still horrible cruise debacles. And yet, somehow, the cruise industry is, shall we say, buoyant. Conrad Wilson reports.
Like most things, it depends on whom you ask. So let's start with the optimistic.
The cruise industry is proven to be continually popular and resilient after some kind of a little bit of a tough period in the last few years.
That's Bob Chirac, president of his eponymous travel consulting company. He spent 20 years with the Cruise Lines International Association. And technically, he's right about growth. In 2012, 10.6 million Americans took a cruise, the number that inched up to 10.9 million last year.
There's an expectation that it's got to get better. And since that didn't happen this year, it should happen next year.
Maggie Rausch is an analyst with Focusrite, the travel industry research group behind those numbers.
Some of the optimism that you might be hearing is optimism that always exists this time of year for the coming year. Things are going to improve next year, kind of like when your team doesn't make the playoffs.
Rausch says the cruise industry is having a hard time increasing its customer base. She says even more than hotels or airlines, cruising relies heavily on repeat business.
Well, obviously the cruise lines welcome their business. In order to grow, they're always looking at how can we get people who haven't taken a cruise before to do so for the first time.
So far, this year has been without major incidents, meaning the industry might be able to get more folks on board. I'm Conrad Wilson for Marketplace.